Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
My, that's what it's all about. I'm Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, the host of Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We're aired during the noonish hour. We go way beyond, it's at 1 o'clock, but to a sense, we want to make sure you understand that we come in that time of day, which is midday time. Very excited to be before you on this terrific Tuesday. God has blessed us to see another day. We had an awesome show last night, Talking Real to You, that aired at 7:30, and we was excited to talk about some of the topics, just plain old life issues. This is what this is all about, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. It's about life issues, but we're going to do it block by block. See, that this is a real grassroots talk show that focus on issues in our neighborhood block by block. So that's what we try to. We had a series that we just try to truly focus on things that are going on in our day-to-day activity. So God has blessed us to be able to do that. You know, I give everybody an opportunity to be a part of it. You can check us out on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can also call in and be a part of this show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts in regards to the topics we're talking about today. The topic is raising boys, the challenge of parenting tomorrow men. And that's so important. This is a series we've been doing now 3 months. And we're so glad to say we have reached our 400th episode. And it's so good to have an opportunity to do that. We started back in 2017. Now we have 400 episodes that you can go to Blog Talk Radio, which is WBSW Internet Talk Radio, and check out our shows dating back always to September of 2017. God has been so good, and we want to thank him for allowing us, because this is a vision why I live down in the state of Florida, down in South Florida, and God just said, something I have for you to do, and I need for you to take an opportunity just to listen what I have to say, and I came to a pause, just like in the 23rd Psalm. God lies down the green pasture, and he lied me down, and he shared this with me. You need to get the word out. You need to use a vessel to get the word out. All organizations, all individuals have an opportunity to go through this vessel. Because, see, I'm going to give you the direction. I'm going to give you the wisdom. And I'm going to give you the resources. So he blessed me with that opportunity to put it through, not only through Blog Talk Radio. We have pushed forth. We're not only on Blog Talk Radio. We have our radio station, have Revolve, where we're just growing. We're so happy. Then we're also on Facebook. We'll broadcast to two devices when we deal with Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDalbertoSmith. Then as well as Instagram. We're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated of Greenville, Alabama. We are partners with them. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. On Instagram, if you're not a follower, go to Instagram. Try to tag in, try to get yourself in, because we're being broadcast. And we thank those brothers. You know, I give a shout out to all of them. They're grinding down there in Greenville. It consists of five counties that we're working to create an awesome chapter, the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. So we want you to also check us out through what we're doing through our Instagram. So thank you so much to those people joining on Facebook, and slowly as people join us on Instagram. I want to give a shout out to my sorrow, my sister of the Blue and White family, Pamela Dennis, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And also we have a member also of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. That's Paulette Elliott. Thank you both. Thank you both, my sister, for taking time just to be a part of this. And like, we have an awesome show planned for today. Now, if you want to contact us by email, you can go to wbswintranettalkradio@gmail.com. If you want to tweet the show, you have an opportunity to go to @WBSW_internet_talk_radio @TheSmithWay Production, at LorenzaDSmith15. Then, as I said, for Instagram, those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, we're going to continue to give them a shout-out. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville with the number 10, at LorenzaDSmith15, at WBSW_internet_radio, as well as Coach Dr. LorenzaDSmith15. We're just so excited. Now, we're being watch not only on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We also air sometime on Google+. We have an opportunity for LinkedIn, Tumblr. We just take our opportunity. This is an internet talk radio, but an internet talk radio station, the only one at this point in this country. And we're so glad. Now, maybe some others saying they're coming that way, but we want to be the leaders. We're glad to get the word out. We are heard in 18 countries. There's watchers and listeners in 18 countries. See, that's how God is blessing us. Particularly, we're so excited to be here in the United States. We're being broadcast in the United States along with the, we'll say, North America continent. We are broadcast north of the borders in Canada. You know, we can't even go as, unless you're the essential worker in Canada, but this is being broadcast in Canada. God, see, that's how God is working. He's working with us. He's working with me. And also south of the border, if you travel down, if you want to go to Mexico, you can go to Cancun, anywhere you want to go for a cruise or whatever to check it out, you can turn your radio on in regards to your phone and you can check us out. Or you can go to the truly to the internet and just tag us in through our major web link. You can just be a part of it. You just want to call in. Again, the call in number is 347-857-4192. Make sure you press 1 if you have something you want to share. If not, you just want to listen. Just take that opportunity to listen to it. There's many ways to be a part of this, and we're so glad we have all these options. It is not our will. Is what God wants us to do, so it's his will, and we just desired it, and he gave us the will and the wisdom to do it. So we're thankful for each and every one of you all joining. My fraternity brother, Darryl Baker, or give him a shout-out, Epsilon Theta Sigma Chapter. We'll give him a shout-out with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity for joining us as well. Thank you, Brother Darryl, for taking time as well. And there are many others that's joining us on the board, so we want to really get our show started up, so we want to kind of move forth and talk about some topics in regards to the title, Raising Boys, the Challenge of Parenting Tomorrow Men. See, we started off this series about, again, 3 months ago. We was talking about how to prepare boys for healthy relationships. Now we're at the point now, we went through segments about preparing boys, identifying boys, grown men, grown males, mature men. We moved to the point where our last show was focused on mothers can raise healthy men as well. People might not believe that. We're not talking about manhood. We're talking about fatherhood and adulthood. That's what we're talking about. And we have to give that pillar, which is the mother. We have to make sure we continue to uplift the mother. But fathers, I'm calling you. We need to step up and show out. That's what we're telling you, because you're a pillar. You're so important to the development of your boys as well as your children, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, financial well-being. You're so important. So we need you to make sure you step up. So we're talking about raising boys. Come on now, the challenge of the parenting tomorrow men. See, we got to be able to prepare those boys to be men and prepare them to be fathers, because if that's the route they choose to be a father, then we want them to be effective. We want them to be productive, and they have to have the background, have to have the foundation. See, I always talk about foundation in regards to principles. See, the foundation principle is so important. It's what you learn when you're young. When you're young, you see things. People have to model. See, a father figure, it don't have to be a person in the home, because the father, the biological father, could be absent for the home, but a father figure comes in all forms. He can come in a brother. He can come in an uncle. He can come with a grandfather. He can come in a cousin. He can come in the coach. He can come in the teacher. You can come in the doctor. You can come in the lawyer. It can come in the individual who's working just hard with labor. They're doing things that can come in that form. So we have to be exposed to it all. So the foundational principles are so important for our boys to be successful men. And we cannot sell them short. We got to continue to lift them up. See, I have this thing, and I'm continuing to talk about this because it's important that I talk about, because I have sons. I have grandsons, well, at least one grandson, and I have nieces, I'm sorry, nephews, and I have cousins that are boys. Now, they're men. Now, they need to see a real model. So the model not have to come from just trying to pretend and do it. It has to be something they see you do every day. So it's important that we continue to lift our voice. Yes, girls rock, but boys rock too, because we cannot rock without the other one. So that calls for all of us to put our hands in here and help our boys become productive men. And we can't put it on somebody else. Yes, a man ought to be able to, a father figure should be able to prepare, and the boy can see models of what a man is. But we're talking about fatherhood. We're talking about healthy relationships. We're talking about boys that understand what they need to do when they become a man to make sure the relationship is healthy. So our first thing we want to focus on, how do we manage boys? See, that's the thing we're dealing with. See, we have to emphasize empathy whenever possible. Emphasize empathy whenever it's possible. See, we got to understand that there's consequences for our behavior. And we have to understand that we have to reach out and we have to do things, not only just talking. It's one of the things that, as I shared on Thursday, we talk truly about listen first and talk second. See, one of the problems we have, because we feel I'm the parent and whatever I say, you do, but you're in a partnership. See, we got to understand that fathers, you can't be absent then come and say, I'm the parent. You know, you can come and say it, but if you're not inside part of that emotional, that spiritually, part of that mental and physical and financial well-being of that child, you coming in too late. So you can't wait till you get 14. Our boys see things when they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up until the point they get 14. And you got to be able to put yourself in a position that his behavior going to affect other people. And see, one of the things we forget telling individuals, you know, I heard something the other day that, as a matter of fact, was on this morning, and it was on a sports show, and it was talking about when we do things, we got to be able to accept that, you know, I'm wrong. We got to say I'm wrong, and then by saying I'm wrong, and you know, I apologize. Because you know what? I'm trying to do better. And see, that's why I ask the fathers to step up. Come on now. Come on, step up and show out. See, what you do is when you show out is when you come there, you're going to show him this is what it is, not talk to talk. The thing about listen first, because you need to hear what he has to say, it's a partnership. See, nothing is all about what you dictate to anybody. When you start dictating as a parent, then you got a problem. See, you can't be an absent parent and dictate. You can't be a missing parent and dictate. You got to be able to dictate because you're giving him 100% of the love all the time. See, that's what boys and girls need. Children need 100% of your love all the time. See, you got to lead with love. You got to show things with love. You just got to love and love. See, that's what it's all about. We're missing that in our families, and we got to get back to it. We got to reach back what was going on 50, 60 years ago. Somebody said, well, that's behind us. But you know what? It prepared us to put us where we are now. We cannot close our eyes. We can't put a veil over our eyes and say that it's something new now. It ain't new. The traditional is part of the foundation that sets these principles that our children and our boys have to follow. So how do you manage them? Again, you got to get them experience changing them there for consequences for their behavior, because some people think there's no consequences for their behavior. Then they'll think that the little consequences they're going to get, I can do it standing on the top of my head. So we have so many of our young men and our boys who eventually become young men, then adult men, end up in that other higher institution of learning. And you know what that institution of learning is? Not talking about a four-year college. I'm not talking about a two-year college. I'm not talking about a vocational school. I'm not talking about the military. I'm not talking about going on a job. I'm talking about that correction center. Juvenile boys end up because they don't understand the consequences for their behavior. Now, it's easy to blame somebody else. And that's what we get caught up in. It's somebody else's fault. You know, you heard it was the majority of the reason why he did that. It's because we going through this with the pandemic. That's the reason we out shooting, killing people. Come on now. Our boys got to understand that when you, the consequences for your behavior is all about have to be managed. And what you have to do to understand that I can be managed if I understand my behavior is something, especially bad behaviors, I have to be addressed with, and I have consequences. If we do that, our child will understand the happiness that comes along with good behavior. And see, that's one of the things we're missing. We want you to be a part of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts, your ideals. In regards to our title of the day, Raising Boys, the Challenges of Parenting Tomorrow's Men. And you, then you can offer your location after I identify the last four digits of your cell, then truly, truly step right in with your comments, because I want to hear what you have to say. Here's a shout-out to this Z-Man.Butt.5095110 is joining us. Thank you so much. And I'm going to give you a wave as well. Thank you so much. And I'm going to give a wave to my Saras. Thank you so much, my sisters, for taking time, and my brothers for taking time to be a part of. See, we got to continue to help raise our boys. See, it's going to take the whole village. You know, it takes the whole village to, what, raise one of our children. And see, the thing about it, we have forgot about the village mentality. We are more in line with my mentality. See, we're so individualized. We're so selfish that we're not selfless, and that's what we need to do. We was talking truly, truly last night on the show about our vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, and we want everybody, we recommend that we all look and research into that. We're not trying to push for it, but the only way we're going to be successful dealing with this Delta variant, and everybody wants to divide and say, if you're vaccinated, you're not vaccinated. See, what we got to understand, there are going to be some consequences for words saying that those people who are not vaccinated are going to get there. Because, you know, it's all about, God is not asleep. Be careful what come out of your mouth. So when we run our boys, we got to make sure we are promoting positive things. Now, they feel nothing, whether it's through the media, whether they see in the streets. Well, we got to promote them that there are consequences. Promote things and model the positive things so they can walk away with happiness through good behavior. And that's what it's all about. So we're going to move forth and look at how do guys raise boys. See, now we're talking about some of you all that are absent fathers. Some of y'all are missing fathers. Somebody said, what do you mean? Absent, we understand. But you know what missing means? You in the house, but you still missing. You know why you missing? Because you're trying to do what? You're trying to make every dollar that is. You want to hang out still with your boy instead of staying there with your son, which is a boy that needs to have that role model so he can understand the fundamental principles of being a man. And then eventually, fatherhood. See, that's what it's all about. So we're going to look at why the important rules to raising the man you want your son to be. See, this is what your son, you want your son to be. So it said, how do guys raise boys? And first of all, stand up for what you believe. See, stand up for what you believe in now. See, that's one of the biggest things. But you also have to remember, not at somebody else's expense. So you got to remember, stand up for what you believe. But don't use somebody else's shoulders to do it. Don't use somebody else's back to do it. You have to stand up for what you believe, whether it's through morals, whether it's through family, whether it's through religion. See, this is how we teach our boys that you stand up for what you believe. Now, make sure you think about it and have the understanding that sometimes there are consequences come when you stand up. But the truth of the matter, I feel better if you stand up because that's developed you from being a boy to the man, to the manhood, we call it. The next thing, have an open mind. See, that's what, when we want to raise our boys, we got to have an open mind. We can't have a closed mind. We got to understand that boys operate different from girls. And we got to understand, you know, labels have been put on. They're navigating through all of these crazy things we have to do in life to survive. See, we have to have an open mind and be willing to hear the other side. See, I think, and I always try to share this when I'm talking on the other shows, especially when we're talking about just playing on life issues. I always tell them, we got to hear the other side. We got to be able to have an open mind to hear the other side. Now, it don't matter how you feel, how you think it's supposed to be, you got to keep in mind your child and you is in a partnership. We are at work, we're in a partnership with whoever's on there. In a relationship, it's a partnership. See, that's what we keep forgetting. It ain't all about me. See, it's about us, and that's what it's all about. See, some people don't understand that. Because they're so selfish and they're not selfless. And we need more people to be selfless so you can be successful. And our boys have to see you have an open mind about things. You have to, they have to see and know that you're gonna listen first and talk later. See, talk second, however you want to put it. See, everybody got to understand that means you have an open mind. See, I hear people, and I was an educator, administrator, and serve at each level, but I always said I had an open door policy. The school was open door policy because I want you to be comfortable enough to come in. You want your son to be comfortable enough to come to you and talk about some of the things that are going on with him because they're navigating some challenging times. I've said that before. So you got to understand how you was raised and got nothing to do with the way children are raised now because you didn't have all the things that they have. See, they have so many things that we can't even look at. We're trying to adapt to it at the age that we are. So you got to remember that we have to have an open mind. The next thing is be nice to your family. See, if you're, especially if you're the father of that child, you might be absent from being full-time in the home, but when you come into play, when I say come into play, when you come in to a visit and come and pick up your child, you have to be courteous to the family member, meaning to the mother. You can't be all nasty to them. You know, one of the things I always get on when I hear men say this, and fathers say this, when the son asks them, said, well, Dad, I want to play football, you know that, or baseball, or basketball. I want to go out with my friends and I need some money. The first thing come out of this person that ain't very nice to his child is, you know, I pay child support. Go ask your mama. You know, come on now. You pay child support to make sure he's functioning in that home at a level. Your portion of it. Because you got to remember, unless that person's not working, meaning that pillar, which is a mother, you may pay 90% of it. But most of the time, they work it out 60-40, 45, 55. 50-50. And you got to understand that you need to be not only worried about the finance part, you got to worry about what you say to that child because that boy's always going to remember that. See, now he'll find somebody else going to pay for it. And now here you have failed a notch two down. Don't just be an absent or missing father. Be a father 100% of the time. He needs you. Our boys need you because He needs to see you being nice. If you're not nice with the mother, but you'll go where you're staying at, where your new family at, and you're real nice. See, but then he's confused now. He's saying, wait a minute now, this mom over here, and you know, I'm a product of both of y'all, but I'm not a product of this person that you with, but you treat them better
then you're treating me. You're nice to them and nice to whoever is in that home as the gender of the female. You're treating him better than you treat her better than you treat my mother. So we got to understand that when we're talking about promoting things, Audra Bennett, my cousin, thank you for coming out of our state of Georgia. Thank you for joining us as well. Let's look at being nice. So you got to understand, everybody ought to talk about be nice to your family. And that raising a boy, he see that. If you ain't nice to his mother, but nice to this other person you would call stepmother, what kind of message you send to him? The next thing, knowing when and how to apologize is so important. See, the fundamental principle is for a boy to be able to apologize. You know, one of the things, as I mentioned, I was in education for a long time, over 36 plus years. I can tell you, still in education today, working on a college campus. But one of the things about apologizing, I used to hear the young folks, when they do wrong, they said, my bad. I'm missing it. That's not an apology. My bad is saying something you did. But we're talking about apologizing to me. So you got to say, I'm sorry I did that to you. See, we got to teach that to our boys as well as our girls. My bad is not an apology, because you making excuses for yourself. But we want you to be remorse when you do that. So know when and how. See, that's so important. That's why as grown men, as fathers who understand that what's needed to raise a boy, we got to understand we got to be able to be strong in our words when we are wrong. We got to say that when we make a mistake of not the right choice, we got to be able to say that, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't mean to say something to things. I'm sorry because I didn't come around but one time a month. As a father, I got to say I'm sorry. First of all, as I told you, boys and fathers, because, see, boys trying to make fathers proud. And so you got to understand, truly understand what's important here. When you say, I'm sorry I didn't come but just one time a month, I could have done and can do better. See, that's what a partnership, you have a partnership with your son, and you got to understand you got a partnership with your children, but there's a special partnership with a father and his son. So we got to understand how important that is. We got to understand raising these boys is a challenge of parenting tomorrow men. We're not raising them right. The call that I'm going to be a part of is 347. I mean, a part of the show, you can chat with Dr. Louisa D. Smith, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on line by identifying the last four digits of your sale. And then from that point, I will make sure I make sure you're alive so you can talk about what we're working on. The title is Raising Boys, the Challenge of Parenting Tomorrow Men. You see, that's what we're talking about, preparing our boys for healthy relationships, preparing our boys for manhood, preparing our boys for fatherhood. See, we got a lot to do. So I'm just trying to share some things here. Know when and how to apologize is so important. You have to know how to apologize and when to apologize. Next, offer help. See, we got to understand, see, our children need help. For example, we know the government through the court system, they set up a generic time that you spend with your son, fathers. You know it. Well, you can give him 2 weekends a month. 2 weekends a month, starting at 6 on Friday to 6 on Sunday. But the point is, that's twice a month, 4 days, when the other 26 or 27 or 24 or whatever it may be, there's time for you to also be present and stand up and be counted. So you need to go and not only pick them up on the weekend. said, Stella, the weekend, I want to be a part of his education system. I want to be able to pick him up and work with him with his homework. See, that's a fundamental principle to help him understand that, so when he have children himself, when he moves into fatherhood, he'll understand and require him to give his time beyond 2 weekends a month. Now, if that's an absent father. Now, a missing father is true. See, some people say, well, he don't show up at all. Well, when you ain't showing up 4 times out of 31 days, you truly, truly, truly absent, because you're not getting at a majority or nowhere close to the majority of time. See, you don't want to hear what I'm saying. And a lot of fathers get mad, say, he don't know what he's talking about. Well, I can tell you from my own experience, time is so important with your children. Spend some time, especially with your boys. It is important. Right now, I have my grandson with me. He's been with me all summer. We do a lot of things, and some of the things he likes doing, and sometimes he don't. So I like making sure you clean your room up, making sure you're doing the things you need, taking the trash out, making sure you're doing that. They don't like to do it, but you have to do it. And then you have a good consequences there, just like you have a bad consequences there. So you have to be ready to step up and show out. See, that's what our fathers, that when you're absent, you're only there for 4 days a month. He needs you the other 26 days. He needs you the other 27 days. He needs you the other 24 days, because you're a pillar, you're a true pillar in the development of his emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, and financial well-being. Come on now. You can't run from it, because if you decide to allow your seed to come to produce this son, of this daughter, you got to be present in their life. You can't be absent. When I talk about missing fathers, see, missing is that you're right there every day with them, but you're so busy running behind the dollar, finding everything else to do, instead of spending time with your children. You got to remember, you get up in the morning from sleep and go to school. They went to school system for a good 8 hours along with the ride above. When they get home, a lot of times you haven't even made it home yet. See, you got to take a time sometime when you get off early and be there when they get there. Sometime pick them up. You know, go and pick them up, but make sure you communicate with his mother, because both of y'all are pillars, and we got to stop fighting each other, because, you know, we ain't doing nothing to help our children. Our children picking up that principle of that it's a battle. I got to be battling with my significant other. I got to battle with my spouse. I got to battle when I get in a relationship. No, I wanted to be in a healthy relationship. So you have to adjust. They don't have to adjust. Remember, your children are in a partnership with you. It's not just because you're the parent. Yeah, you can say, do it, excuse me, because I told you to do it. But see, sometimes you got to listen first and talk second. See, that's what the fear that a lot of us have, because that means that this person's going to gain knowledge. We want to be in control. Sometimes relinquish control, you're going to have an awesome life ahead of you. When you release the control that you're trying to have, because you know what? You don't have control, because all of the things that you're not doing to help manage his life, he's going to see that I'm going to focus on this person not capable of raising me. See, all he is, he's a stand-in. See, he's a bearer of, sometimes people say, bearer of seed. Just provide a seed for you to come here. And they ain't capable of. Now, if it's you, but it's okay, you can change that, because I'm giving you some things about raising a man that, you know, that what you know, to be a man with your son, you want your son to be a man. Thank you so much, my frat brother Chris Butler, for joining us right now. Thank you so much for being a part of that. Member of Gamma Beta Chapter, came through at Alabama State University. Chris, thank you so much. Also, the next thing, knowing when to say no. See, maybe one of the hardest things to teach. Say no, not in a way where you bullying the child. It's not in a way of putting pressure on the child. Saying no and making sure the child understands why you're saying no. See, if communication should be effective from father to son. See, being able to make sure they understand that when no means no. And you have to be firm about that. You have to hold on, but you have to also communicate. Son, I'm letting you know, you're going to have some times in your life when someone going to tell you no. It means no. You know, it don't mean yes. And sometimes children, I noticed that was a period in time when I was working in the 2000s and late 90s and the 2000s all the way up to 2010. Children would continue to come at you after you tell them no. They said no. Why? They're going to ask you why. So it's time when they say why to explain why no means no. See, we got to understand that that's leading and partnership. That's what you want with your children. You want to lead with love and you want to show love. See, it's all about love 100% of the time with your children, especially men with your boys. So our boys need that. Our father figures, we need to show them love all the time. See, the thing about it, just caring about them and making sure they have a sense of security, knowing they're provided and protected. And see, that's what we're asking you to do. The next thing is find your passion and pursue it. See, the thing about it, you want to explain to your child, you have to find your passion and then pursue your passion because it's going to lead to your purpose. See, the three P's, passion, pursuit, and purpose. See, we got to have a purposeful life. We got to have purpose in what we're doing. And we want to be able to do the thing that's right. So you got to have your passion. You have to have a pursuit. You got to have a purpose. You have those first two, you're going to find your purpose. And that's what we have to explain to our boys. And that's why communication has to be effective. You can't just scream and holler and always give it directives. You're not in a partnership. You're in a dictatorship. And you don't want to be in a dictatorship because, you know, they hear you, but they don't hear you because you ain't saying much to them. You're just screaming and hollering, and that's what we have to make sure we have a passion, a pursuit to get our purpose and explain that to them. So you find yours. Your child has to find theirs. The boys have to find their passion. Everybody's not going to be a professional football player. Everybody's not going to be a professional basketball player. Everybody's not going to be a professional athlete. And what we have to keep in mind that our boys truly, truly, I'm seeing someone saying Rhonda Mosley says the video is froze. They are quiet. It's moving in a direction. I'm working, trying to make sure, but we still want you to tune in because we're on two devices. You're on Facebook. We're also on the second device. You can also go there as well. Let's keep in mind, you have to do the next thing that's so important to raising the man you want your son to be. You have to read. Simple what it said. Read for fun. Read magazines. Read books. You have to read. You can read together. Purchase and let them purchase what they like to read. Because reading comes in all forms. The next thing. Say, I love you. That's a gift. Say, I love you and say it often. That's your child. You should love your son as a father 100% of the time. Love your children 100% of the time. Show love, lead with love. So what's wrong with saying, I love you? That's what it's all about. And the last thing, it's humor someone each and every day. It's nothing wrong with telling a joke. Nothing wrong with laughing. You can laugh because it's important. It's good for the soul. These are the things that we need to make sure we do. Next, and we want you to be a part of the show. The call in number is 347-857-1192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line.
and you can share your thoughts. I identify the last four digits. You can press 1, ask you for the location, and offer your comments and your expertise. I tell you, it's truly, truly a blessing to be here before you. And why it's so important that we understand the theme that helps raise our children. First of all, relationships. The relationship you have with your children is the most important element of parenting. We're talking about the challenge of parenting tomorrow. That relationship, men as well as ladies or women have with their children, is so important. Relationship is the most important element of parenting. If you have a bad relationship with your child, you're not going to be able to communicate with them. And once they get to the point, they want to get away from you as far. You got some people who haven't spoken to their parents for 10 years. Even in the family, they haven't spoken to their brothers and sisters, their siblings in 10 years. We got to keep in mind that relationship. Work on a healthy relationship. We're going to talk more about that tonight on our show, Dr. Lowe's show, The Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters, at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And you can join us on WBSW Internet Talk Radio, through Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and Instagram. We look forward to having you tonight, and we're going to talk more about relationships tonight. Just remember what I said today, if you're able to get back tonight, relationship you have with your children is the most important element of parenting. It's the value of connecting. See, your connection with your child comes to parenting. See, it also determines how well they listen to others, accept the limits they may incur in their life, as well as they do help to develop values and leads toward cooperation, because they'll see the model going on in your home. So if the relationship with your children is the most important element of parenting, if you're not good at doing it, ask for help. Get some support. Use the resources you have. So we have to keep that in mind. The most important thing in raising a child is parenting, because your relationship with your child is the most important element of parenting. It allows you to connect with your child. It allows you an opportunity to listen to one another, because it is a partnership. Parenting is not just you do this because you're a dictator. See, you discipline with love. You don't discipline with hate. And we have to have our children understanding, because what they encounter will lead to them to, when they become adults, doing the same thing, because it repeats itself. But to keep that in mind, we're going to take this opportunity to share some information about our raffle. We're asking you to be a part of our raffle. We're not asking you to buy anything. All we ask you to do is get your Cash App, your PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, or any transactional mode that you use to receive money as well as send money. We're asking you to afford it. And we're going to use that to put in our raffle. Besides that, we're going to sow a seed in your life as well. We're going to send you something monetary just to sow a seed in your life. And then we're going to use those different transactional modes. And we're going to place them in our raffle. Our first two raffles we had was, one was done on May the 31st. It was a 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. We took care of the hotel. and the tax on the luxury hotel. You take care of your travel and your meals. The winner of the first, truly, truly, the first raffle was, like I said, 2009 on May 31st with Tara Pickett. She already received a voucher to get her things on. Our second raffle was on June 30th. And we had another trip to Atlanta, 3 days and two nights. We took care of the tax and the hotel. You take care of your travel. And if you want to extend it, you can. But remember, you're making a reservation. And as long as you stay, we're just all on the paper, 3 days and two nights. The winner of that trip was Jay Roof. And that's Jay, J-Y, Roof. She was the winner. And we have a raffle on the 15th, July 15th. We're giving away two adult bikes. So that's two raffles. Your Cash App, your PayPal, your Venmo account, your Apple Pay, whatever you're using to do transactions. You're going to sow a seed in your life and also put you in the raffle. We're giving away two adult bikes on July the 15th. So your name will go into the pot, and you're going to shake it up, you're going to roll it around, and we're going to pull out two names for those bikes. And then we'll work out all the logistics after that. And the last raffle so far this summer will be August the 1st. We're giving away a four-day, three-night trip to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or Gatlinburg, Tennessee is one of them you select. You pay for the hotel and the tax. You take care of your travel and your meal. So we look forward to being a part of it. And in October, November, December, we'll be giving away other trips, giving away other cash prizes, gift cards. On behalf of myself, the owner of WSW Internet Talk Radio Station, and Smith Bay Enterprise, we're giving back, and we want you to be a part. So make sure you get that in. On Facebook, you can DM me, or you can message. If you're on Instagram, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, and you're not on either one of those, you can email your transaction mode. WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22 at gmail.com. You can email it to WBSW Internet Talk Radio number 22 at gmail.com, as well as LorenzaD15@gmail.com. And if you feel comfortable, I'm going to give you the office number if you want to text it. You can text your transaction mode to 334-467-7261. You want to text it, 334-467-7261. So we want to offer these opportunities, so make sure you, I ask you to play a major part in making sure you truly be a part of it. Thank you so much, my proud brother Chris. You say that you're right on points with your message. Right on point with your message. Thank you, Brad. Thank you so much. We're trying to get the message out. All right, the last thing we want to talk about, we have about 11 minutes, and we want to talk about how to raise boys in the 21st century. As I told you, how boys were raised in the 20th century was done well. A lot of the fundamental principles were there. But we have so many things that our boys have to navigate through. So we have to make sure, we definitely make sure we're there to provide, to protect, make them feel like they're secure, model on a full-time basis, love them 100% of the time, lead with love, and show love. Your time is so important. A partnership is how you raise a child in the 21st century. We have to be partners. Effective communication, you have to be able to communicate. because children have a tendency, when you say no, they say why. They just want to know why. And I want you to be able to communicate with your son and your daughter, and your father's definitely be able to communicate with your son why we're saying no. That's what it's all about. See, we truly, truly have to make sure we work on creating good men for the future. That means our boys have to be prepared to be tomorrow men. See, we have to make sure we do it with understanding. That's what you have to start with. We're talking about the 21st century. You have to have understanding. If you don't have that skill of parenting, maybe go to a support group, ask for help to raise your son to be a productive man. And last but not least, we want to talk about how to raise truly, truly good men. And that's your ultimate goal. Just going to give you a list, and then we'll get ready to sound off. And we want you to join us tonight at 7 o'clock. That is Dr. Lowe's show, the Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters. 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're on WBSW Internet Tool Radio, which is Blog Tool Radio. We're on Facebook, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And on Instagram, as I said, the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, the chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenville with the number 10. If you're not following those brothers, follow those brothers, and you can check out WBSW Internet Talk with all our shows on broadcast. We have a partnership. We have a partnership. And we're doing it through effective communication. That's what it's all about. So thank you, Brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, for partnering with WBSW Internet Talk Radio Station to air our programs and our programmatic thrust. Thank you so much, brothers. I have to give you that shout out. Let's quickly look at how do you as a man raise a good man, meaning raising your boy to be a good man. One of the few things you have to always keep in mind, and I'm going to go down and list them. First is, you as a man have to promote kindness and empathy. Promote kindness and empathy. You have to promote it. Promote it means you got to model. You have to do it. You have to have effective communication about it. If they're not understanding it, sit down and talk with them. The next thing, let them know words matter. You have to let our children know that what comes out of this area you call your mouth can be detrimental to other people. So it's not asking them to walk around this, be careful what you say, but be wary of what you say. Whatever comes out your mouth is attached to you. The next thing is build up self-worth. Don't tear them down. Okay, some of us try to live through our children something we didn't do as children, like especially in sports. And when they're not as successful, or maybe they don't want to play the sport that you want them to play, don't tear them down. Lift them up. Just remember, as we talked earlier about passion, pursuit, and purpose, that's what you're there for, fathers. That's what you're there for, men. That's what you are for us, a pair. Passion, find out what their passion is. It might not be what your passion is. Allow them to pursue it and help them pursue it. That way they'll find their purpose. Emphasize family ties. And let them know, because if they have what we call, you may have children that might not be their mothers, you call them steps. They're still their brothers and sisters. And to build that tie, continue that tie, it helps develop them as a man. Give the right feedback for the right age. Let me say that again. Give the right feedback for the right age. Some things some be shared with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 year olds that might be shared with 14, 15, 16, 17, or adults, young adults, adults. Because as long as they're your child, I don't care if they get 60, they still will be your child. If you're on God's green earth. My dad passed recently in June of 2020. He was 86 years old. And being 86 years old, he still was that pillar. My mom, she transitioned back in 2007. So he was the pillar there. And he was still making sure he emphasized, you know, family ties. He still making sure he's giving the right feedback, even in the nursing home. I would have conversations with him a lot because I was able to go, and we had a feeding regimen, and lunchtime was my time to feed him every day, 7 days a week, until God called him home. So I listened to his feedback, and as a older a tour person, his feedback was different than he would give to someone who may have been a young adult. Oh, boy, I have a lesson. We have to know that to give the right feedback. Foster independency. Let our children know they are independent. They can make their decision and support them in their decision. That's what it's all about. That's how that you're fostering what we call the ideal of modeling so they can be successful in the future. Just saying that if you support them, they'll see that support. So when they become adults with their own children, they allow their children to foster independency and also no support will come from them. Stay busy. Keep them, you know, doing what they need to do. You stay busy with them. Don't ever forget about them. They're requiring 100% of your love all the time. It's been awesome. We want you to make sure you join us tonight at 7 o'clock. But we want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors. That's if you need legal help, call B.C. Williams Law, PLLC, Attorney Bernard Williams. And the number is 281-978-2120. Again, 281-978-2120. If you're dealing with some things, dealing with past issues in regards to expungement, dealing with some non-disclosure things, dealing with some criminal things, civil things, just give her a call. Again, that's Attorney Bernard Williams. And the number is 281-978-2120. Give her a call. Thank you, Attorney Williams, for sponsoring Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We're closing out. I want to give a shout out to all those individuals who've been a part of this. You know, we're dealing still with some challenging times. You know, the Delta variant is the numbers are raising. But just keep in mind, follow the phone call. I know what's people are saying, well, you don't need to do this, you don't need to do that. I just tell everybody, be careful, not careless. Wear your mask when it's possible. Wash your hands all the time. Stay 6 feet. When it's truly needed to stay at home, stay at home. And if you haven't gotten the vaccine, make that, whatever that's your choice, it's your choice. Let that go to each individual. But we have to do all of that to combat or slow this Delta variant down. You can't do one of them without the other one. The most important thing I said is be careful. Be very careful. We have a lot coming up in here. We got pretty much children going back to school. How are we going to deal with the situation in school where some children are not able to be vaccinated yet or not, or people choosing not to be vaccinated? We got teachers not vaccinated. People in general not. Are we ready to learn to live with one another? Our new normalcy is living with each other with everybody's choices not being yours. You can come with the political speech. You can come with all kind of speech you want to come. But still, those individuals have a choice from what they keep in mind. I want you to tell your family members that you love them. If you can't do it face-to-face, do it virtual. Give them a hug, virtual, face-to-face. I can truly tell you it means so much to be able to hear someone say, I love you, and here's a hug. I'm going to give you a hug. And I know we're dealing with a situation, but we're talking about our family members. That's why you have to be careful so you don't carry anything to your family members. We have to just remember that. Our hashtag is responsible, be responsible. Our hashtag is truly, truly, one life matter. My life matter, your life matter. Hashtag keep on going. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag truly, truly, it's a mindset. Again, I want to thank Brother Darrell Baker, Bobby the Sigma Fraternity, Zeeman.Butt, thank you for joining us. Chris, Brother Chris Butler of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Rhonda Moss Lee, thank you, Rhonda, so much for joining us. And input. Let me slide down. My cousin, Audrey Williams, thank you, fam, for supporting. We have Paulette Elliott, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then last but not least on this end that we can see is Pamela Dennis, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, my sisters, my brothers, my friends, my family. Thank you for taking time to be a part of it. We'll be back here tonight at 7 o'clock, so we want you to join us. It's all about doing what we need to do. We're going to make it do what it do. We talked about raising boys and the challenges of parenting. Tomorrow evening, tonight, we're going to talk about relationship. And it's so important that we understand how important a relationship is. Tuesday, we're going to come back and we're going to kind of pull a few things about teaching our sons about true manhood. We still want to talk about parenting. And this is going to be part two of Raising Boys, the Challenge of Parenting Tomorrow Means. We're going to talk more about raising to be a good man, raising him for true manhood on Thursday at 1 o'clock. But we'll see you tonight. Look forward to having you. Make sure you get your Cash App, get your PayPal, get your Venmo, get your Apple Pay. Get those into me so we can put it in the raffle for the two bites and we'll be done on the 15th. And we look forward to doing it. We may do one at 1 o'clock. And do the second one at 6 o'clock. We'll make two shows on the day. It's been awesome. God is so good. It's truly a blessing. Thank you for just joining us. You know, truly, truly, as I close out every show. And I really want you to understand, because this is coming from my heart. See, there are three L's in my life. Live, learn, and let go. Those are the three L's in my life. And I hope it's the same in you. All of that add to love. That's what it adds to love. Because I'm living, learning, and I'm letting things go. So I truly, truly can love you. So as we go now, we'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day.